Hello to every one of you tuned in to 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county. And thank you for listening to Art Scene. I'm Sarah Moran, your host for this show. Today, Andrea Dawes is in the studio. She's the Special Initiatives Manager at County Arts, or Prince Edward County Arts Council. Her job there is to plan, find funding for, and execute special initiatives. Andrea's always had a passion to help, used her smarts to coordinate an immigration legal clinic, organized language programs for newcomers, and consulted for many nonprofits. We're lucky she's now settled in the county. Hello to you, Andrea.
Hello, Sarah. Thank you so much for having me.
You've been on the show before, but usually along with other people. Since you're here solo today, I'm going to seize the opportunity to just find out a little more about you yourself. Where was your beginning? Why are you who you are? Tell us your story.
Oh my goodness, I can't hide behind my organizations.
No, you can't.
Thank you, Sarah. Well, I am many things. I contain multitudes, as do all of us. And I think that, you know, main passions of my life have all been here along the way. I'm thinking about music. I'm thinking about helping others, creating community. All of these things are extremely important to me. I was a classically trained musician.
What instrument was
violin
it?
And viola.
Oh, whoa, with strings, the tough ones.
So I performed and taught professionally for many years in Montreal and other places. And so that remains a big passion of mine. Yes, as you mentioned, I have a passion, I guess, for social justice generally. The beginning of my career was really focused on newcomers and people in precarious immigration situations and supporting them with their goals. And so, yes, arriving in Prince Edward County, wasn't sure exactly what I would be doing. I knew I wanted to, you know, continue playing that role in the community and helping others. And I was very, very lucky to happen upon the Arts Council and this vibrant arts community that we do have here, kind of bringing my music background and my understanding of an artist's life, combining that with my love for supporting nonprofits in their work. I am currently also working for County Kids Read, which is another big passion of mine. I run the PEC Parents page. So I have my hands in a few little things, and I really just love this community so much and feel really thankful to be playing these roles in it.
So you're glad you ended up here.
I am very glad.
I know you were all over the world.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. A couple different places, but it's a wonderful place to be and to be raising a family. And
well, I'm so glad you came.
Thank you.
So today we're here to find out about your next special initiative, Art at the Heart of Picton. If you could, just paint a picture for us of what that is.
All right. As many might know, County Arts was thrilled to move to Main Street last year at the beginning, about a year ago. We moved from a basement unit in the Picton Armory building into the gorgeous big unit on the main floor, Main Street level of the Armory. And this gave a home to our community programming, but also importantly to Art in the County, our annual juried exhibition. It had kind of been an exhibition on the move for a couple of years. And that opportunity to bring in pedestrian traffic from Main Street to this event, which exhibits the artwork of hundreds of Prince Edward County artists and is really a mainstay of the local art scene. So that was a very exciting moment. But it also brought the opportunity for us to start thinking about how we could work with our new Main Street neighbors, businesses, other arts organizations, and really think about how we could start driving more people to both of our offerings, to the businesses, to the arts events that are happening in Picton. And we know, you know, the immense impact of the arts on well-being, economy, of arts activities in our community. We know that Picton already has a vibrant arts scene, but it hasn't really been part of brand Picton in terms of marketing. And also when you move through our physical spaces, it doesn't immediately scream, you know, this is an arts destination.
You're
right. And at the same time, we also know, you know, the funding challenges that arts organizations are facing. We know that businesses sometimes struggle to attract customers throughout the year as well. We know that residents are struggling also to make ends meet many residents, and that accessibility is really important for arts experiences. So we were really excited to receive funding last year through the My Main Street Community Activator program from the Canadian Urban Institute and the federal government. And we wanted to take this funding to really explore how the arts and partnerships between artists and arts organizations and the broader community of businesses and funders could help address some of these challenges that I've just mentioned.
Now, how did you become aware of that opportunity?
Yeah, we've had our eye on this opportunity. It is for Main Street organizations, so we have not had the opportunity. This would have been our first year.
Okay. So it's literally for organizations on a main street.
Exactly.
Okay.
And initiatives that will happen along a main street. So we jumped at that opportunity and really wanting to explore how we can all work together to enhance retail traffic and vibrancy, but year-round. And arts events can be particularly helpful in bringing vibrancy and business to main streets for a few reasons. One being arts events can be indoors. So with various arts events happening at restaurants or the Regent Theatre or the pottery painting at County Creative Gallery, this can all happen independent of the weather, which is key in supporting the four-season economy. Especially if they're free, arts events can draw people in. For example, someone might wander down to an event like the Picton Night Market, which was such a fun night. They might be drawn in by like, oh, we'll get to see the Department of Illumination's giant puppets. There'll be live music on the street. And then perhaps they'll wander into a store and then support that local business where they might not have thought, oh, I'm going out to shop. But the arts events can draw people to Main Street in the evenings as well. Things are quieter. So thanks to the Main Street funding, we then worked over the last few months in the fall to interview dozens of businesses and arts organizations. And we ran a business survey as well to really get their perspectives on what their challenges were and what kinds of opportunities there might be to work together. We developed a placemaking strategy. Placemaking is really, you know, can be like a community effort. It has to be led by the community, by the organizations and residents that make up the community and not imposed. And really understanding our challenges and how we can work together to create these more people-centered places where we can come together, moments for pause, moments for activity in our main streets. Our placemaking strategy that you can view at countyarts.ca/engage in more detail, but we really ended up kind of with four directions. And one of them, as you mentioned, is that physical aspect of like, how can we create those spaces along Main Street where we can come together, whether it's, you know, a physical visual public art piece or maybe just making like where can we gather as a community that makes sense. We also, you know, hearing from businesses on challenges related to pedestrian access to businesses. So it's all connected. We couldn't, you know, we might not have the jurisdiction to like install a crosswalk in this area of Main Street, but hearing about those challenges was really interesting, and seeing how the arts can maybe address some of those issues. For example, like drawing people down an alleyway to a business that is just off the Main Street with art.
Yeah.
So one of the strategic directions was related to public art, and that's great timing. We've just developed Prince Edward County's first public art plan, and we're this year going to be developing the public art program. So we did a lot of community engagement there and kind of understand where people would like to see public art in Picton specifically, and what kinds and the role that public art can play.
Yeah.
And the other aspects of the strategy are focused on helping people make those connections and partnerships to create arts events and support arts events and also promote them. The partnering to create artists and arts organizations have all the ideas. What they're often lacking is the funding to make them happen. So we kind of met with potential funders, you know, everybody from the BIA, the Picton BIA, to the Rec Committee, to visit the county. So how, you know, just making arts organizations aware of the funding opportunities that are out there, and hearing from all of those partners that, yes, we get it. We understand the role that the arts play in our community, and we are ready to support. So just, you know, hearing that and sharing that in the strategy. So we'll continue to kind of roll that out to arts organizations to make sure they know, like, here are the opportunities that could help you bring your events to fruition. And another aspect of that is also communicating the impact of arts experiences. So funders and everybody wants to know, you know, what was the impact? What was it? Was the impact on people's well-being, on tourist numbers even? So some of the strategy provides resources for arts organizations to kind of, whether it's a survey at Art in the County, for example, we ask people to fill out a survey when they're on site. Where did you come from today? Are you staying overnight? So that data can help then when you go back to funders and say, this was a great success. Look at all the information we have. Can you fund us again? Providing that capacity building for arts organizations, which is our mandate. And a really big key piece, the final strategic direction, is the partnering to promote arts experiences. And that was a kind of exciting thing for us to explore, because we want to, as an organization, we want to be doing this as well. Highlighting examples, fun examples, like, for example, the Jazz Festival and the Merrill House have collaborated on a dinner and jazz night. The County Adaptation Film Festival and Books and Company had a collaboration where discounted books were being offered to CAF attendees. So highlighting those examples of successful cross-promotional opportunities and showing to businesses the impact of arts events on Main Street, and hearing from businesses, what would you be willing to do to promote those arts events? So is it a poster? Is it giving out some materials in your store? And hearing a really positive, we got a lot of positive feedback around that. Yes, we'd be willing to do that. So just helping people make those connections. And a major deliverable that I'll just mention from the placemaking strategy that we've already moved forward is a new branding package. So this is the Art at the Heart of Picton branding package. We worked with Northern Branding Studio, our neighbors downstairs at the Armory, and Natalie Ambivalently Yours, an artist that works for Northern Branding, on a really beautiful new branding package. And that will include window clings with a QR code to the County Arts Picton specific arts event page, so people can say, oh, what's going on? Oh, there's a thing happening here. I'm going to go down the street. There'll be posters, and there'll also be an illustrated map of arts destinations along Main Street, and that will be distributed as well. So it's a physical map that people can take with them. So that's event venues, galleries, shops like the Yellow that are featuring the work of local artists. So when you look at a map of Main Street, you're like, wow, there's a lot of stuff happening right here. Just kind of bringing that to the forefront, and for residents, but also for visitors who might just be, you know, happening, like walking down Main Street and wanting to learn about what's happening. So really elevating the arts in that that brand Picton.
Which I think in turn elevates Picton.
That's what we think as well. Yeah. And, you know, Mark Rose from the BIA is very much on board, understands that connection. So was very excited and keen to participate. So they'll be helping a little bit with the distribution of the map. And
Oh, that sounds, well, it sounds like a huge project, actually.
It was,
I'm just wondering, like, you must have to be quite careful about how you define what your role is in it.
Right. That's right. And I think, you know, we didn't have implementation funding for this project. So we had funding to develop the strategy that ended as of December 31st. So we're very grateful for, now we have this roadmap going forward. But we really will be, you know, making sure it rolls out to all the arts organizations, to businesses, and that hopefully people will take note and start kind of forming those partnerships. We will as an organization. So we hope that everybody else will as well. And we're going to, in addition to the branding package, we'll also be working on a social media strategy and hopefully getting some press coverage really around highlighting the arts as playing that role in Picton's identity. And I think it's important to mention too that we are focused on Picton for this specific project. this funding was for a Main Street. We are on Picton's Main Street, but it really is an economic hub for the community. So by bringing people and highlighting, you know, the arts in Picton, we are supporting hundreds of artists and arts organizations that are living and working across Prince Edward County, like Art in the County. As I said, there's nearly 100 artists that are, you know, so if we can bring more people to the various events happening in Picton, you know, there will be positive ripple effects throughout the community.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We think that this could be a fun model for other communities as well, really centering the arts. We know that the arts play a special role in Prince Edward County, but there are other communities as well where this might help drive their arts community forward as well. So, yeah.
For sure. Mm-hmm. What does success look like to you from this special initiative?
I think more arts organizations finding the support that they deserve to carry out their events and activities, more accessible events and activities. We have a big focus on accessibility at County Arts, but we have to work really hard to make that happen from a fundraising standpoint. So, you know, our free drop-in program, Art Together, we have many supporters in the community that are helping us make that happen. That would be wonderful. It's kind of that exponential growth of arts activities that are accessible to the community. I guess an understanding more broadly from the non-arts community of the role that the arts events are playing in our community and activities. That's not always widely understood, and it's, you know, a big focus of ours to spread that message far and wide. And we're lucky to have so many amazing arts organizations that are doing that work and producing these awesome experiences for us. But yeah, and you know, obviously from County Arts perspective, we'd loved to have, we had over 2,000 visitors last June with all of these new efforts. Maybe we're doubling that, you know.
Whoa, that would be amazing.
Why not? Why not dream?
Well, you know, as you said, you've had a really big year. I just wanted to read something that somebody, an artist actually, had said about County Arts, that they're a forward-thinking and supportive arts organization. And they went on to say that they are empowering local artists and driving positive change.
We love hearing that.
Isn't that a wonderful thing to hear?
That is a wonderful thing to hear.
So now you're moving forward to try and do bigger and better things. And as you said, funding, implementing that is not always easy.
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, 2024 was a really big year for us. 2025 promises to be even bigger with the rollout of this strategy. We are developing Prince Edward County's first public art program. And of course, this is alongside all of our other support, our artist fund, our community programming for residents. And so we couldn't do any of that without all of our supporters, our members, our sponsors, our donors. So I just wanted to give a quick shout out to our circle of friends business sponsors. These are amazing local business owners who have supported us with $1,000 or more sponsorships. So they are Sage Design and Construction, Bay of Quinte Mutual Insurance Company, Elizabeth Crombie Real Estate Team, the Cape Picton, Otter Energy, and Wander the Resort. So we really appreciate their recognition of our role in the community and their support. So
just to go back a second, so if anybody listening is interested in checking this out, maybe they're interested in partnering in some way or other, where were they supposed to go again? You said it once, but just say it again.
Yeah, so countyarts.ca/engage.
Engage,
yeah.
Okay.
And you'll see many things there, including the Art of the Heart of Picton placemaking strategy. It's a beautiful report. You can skim through and look at the beautiful images and the headlines or read it in detail. But we're really excited about it. And we'll be, as I said, doing all that rollout this spring.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
That's absolutely fantastic. It sounds very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sarah.
Well, thank you for coming in and telling us all about it. It's been really inspiring, actually, to hear about this. You've been listening to Andrea Dawes chatting about one of County Arts 2025 special initiatives, Art in the Heart of Picton. And if you'd like to find out more, as Andrea said, you can check it out at countyarts.ca/engage. Next week, Cheryl Singer will be here, talking about what's new for The Rock in 2025. Art Scene is brought to you by co-hosts Caitlin Thornton, Cheryl Singer, Marianne Farrell, Pamela Mayhew, and me, Sarah Moran. If you have an idea for a story to run on the show, email us at artscene@993countyfm.ca. Thank you so much for listening in to Art Scene here on The Voice of the County.